Kia ora, ko tū whenua roa ngā Tanahira Tokoingoa. This is your Wātea News. A freshwater ecologist says dairy farming has made water in large parts of Canterbury undrinkable, and it's a particular problem for Māori. Mike Joy from Victoria University of Wellington has been working with Ngāi Tahu to assess the region's rivers, lakes and aquifers. He says by allowing extensive dairy pollution, the Crown has breached its treaty obligations to look after freshwater resources and mahi ngā kai. Its effects can be seen at population level.
That's where the problems are with the high rates of colorectal cancer and the highest levels of nitrate in drinking water in the South Island. So there is a real link there, plus the decimation of mahinga kai, you know, the loss of all of the fisheries that were once there.
Mike Joy says the Ministry for the Environment and the Canterbury Regional Council have estimates it would cost $250 million a year in dairy farm income to clean up the water, so they did nothing. The chair of the Kohanga Reo National Trust, Daniel Proctor, says its latest election set a solid foundation for the next 40 years. There's six new trustees, including Te Puia Maraiche Hurimoana Dennis, representing Tāmaki Makaurau, Andrew Ripia, replacing Waihoroi Shortland in Taitokerau, Eugene Cassidy in Aotea, Te Whee Ororangi Kōtua for Matātaura and Tauranga Moana, Matua Hook for Kahununu, and Kohanga Reo graduate Tom Alasana in Te Waipounamu. Mr Proctor says the voting system put in place after the trust shifted from ministerial appointments involves clusters of kohanga putting up names, a kāhui kaumātua in each rohe preparing a shortlist of three, and the kohanga then voting.
It's a real test of how much skin you have in the game in your own rohe, but also it's about succession and also rebuilding we see as a critical part of the next 40 years of Kohanga Reo, because we're 40 years today. Where do we go to from here, and how can we sustain the integrity, the culture, and also the intangibles that we have in Kohanga Reo?
Daniel Proctor says even though only three board members are wahine, the movement still has many taniwha kuia behind the scenes giving support and direction to the kaupapa. A new name and a new sound for Wellington indie pop artist Ricky Reed. Reed's first releases 3 years ago were released as just Ricky, but her new 80s-tinged EP, New Oxygen, comes under her full name. She's been writing her own songs since intermediate school, and in the past couple of years has been studying commercial music at Massey University. She's proud of her independence in making and presenting music.
We have the platform to do so now without having to, you know, go into a studio and record, or be signed to a label. We can kind of take control and do it all ourselves. So I guess that's actually how I started. I was doing it all myself.
And that's your Wātea News.